I am Platt on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The Knowledge Network has a new six-part documentary, the first of which aired last Tuesday and which will follow for the next five more Tuesdays at 9 p.m. It's called Emergency Room, Life and Death at VGH, filmed at the busiest emergency department in British Columbia, Vancouver General Hospital. The program takes us behind the curtain, if you will, as doctors, nurses, and staff at the only Level 1 trauma center in the province treat and sometimes save the people that go through the ward. Joining me now is Andrew Williamson. He's the executive producer of the program. I'll ask him what's to be expected over the remaining 5 weeks, as well as how the program came together. Vancouver Coastal Health, the health authority, provided unprecedented access for Mr. Williamson and his LARC productions to chronicle the graphic goings-on at 10th Avenue in Laurel. There's an interactive website at knowledge.ca/ER where you can watch the episodes. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Andrew Williamson. Mr. Williamson, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So the first episode aired last Tuesday. A lot of people were talking about it online and the sort. Have you got an idea as to the numbers of how many people saw the show?
The ratings have been fantastic. We're waiting for Knowledge to sort of release their official numbers, but to suffice to say, it exceeded everybody's expectations.
And so what do we expect? Because I saw the first episode online at the website, knowledge.ca/ER. It's a very good program. It's very well put together, and I'm not saying that because you're on right now, but is that generally what we're to expect in the next 5 weeks?
Thank you, first of all, for watching and also for the compliment. It was a big team of people worked to put the show together. I think that it is very much what you'll see over the next 5 weeks. You will see different staff stories and patient stories through the episodes, but very similar in terms of length and the documentary style of how we told those stories, which is more in the documentary vein than what people might expect from sort of reality television. We were reliant on the stories that came through the doors, quite literally. And so over episode to episode, you see it, the variety of cases and conditions that the staff deal with there on the ground at VGH.
And I guess there was a concerted effort not to make it sort of like a reality program, or to make it lascivious with the doctor's personal lives, like we'd see on an American television drama, right?
Yes, that was a conscious choice, and part of what drew us to the opportunity was it's not often you get the chance, and you get a broadcaster who's willing to do sort of a verite documentary series in this day and age. And Knowledge was very clear about the type of show they were interested in getting. We made the decision to very much focus on the staff and their work lives and not go into personal, off-the-clock storytelling.
Now, getting access to this ER at VGH there, was that difficult for you as the producer of all of this to get the access that you did get?
It took a long time with a combination of research, the use of a law firm to explore how all that was going to come together in the contract, and then lots of discussions with obviously the Knowledge Network and Vancouver Coastal Health and Vancouver General. But we were able to get through the negotiations successfully, and we're filming inside the ER in a concentrated manner, sort of 5 days a week for 4 months, all of which went very well.
And so were you there every day as well?
I would do a visit once a day. We made a part of our effort around respecting patient care and the workings of the hospital was to keep our crew as minimal as possible in the emergency department, so we didn't add extra numbers. So I definitely did a drop by to check on the crew that was working, but didn't stick around.
Now, talking to your crew as they're witness to everything that they're seeing, their adrenaline must go up as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a very intense shoot for a couple of reasons. One, I think the emergency room staff have experience with working in that kind of heightened environment. And for some of our crew, that was obviously new, that level of stress and activity and emotion. But I also think that because they were there's very few emergency room staff work 5 days a week in a full-time schedule simply because of the nature of the work.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the course of the period, the crew actually logged more consecutive hours than some of the staff.
Yeah. And I guess they have to have special skills in terms of, even though, as you said, the crew that you had on hand was minimal in terms of numbers, they have to have certain skills so that they're not noticeable to the patients, but also the staff, that they're not in the way, right?
Absolutely. We worked very hard on that in sort of the pre-production of the series, knowing when the crew could come together, signals for everybody to separate and go to places where they weren't in anybody else's way. And there was a fair bit of time spent in development on the ground in the hospital meeting staff and understanding the workings of the ward and the layout and where trauma patients came in. So we were as prepped as possible before we started filming. We also went through all the requisite exams that staff need to go through around infection transfer and violence in the workplace, and did all those kind of tests too. So we had as much information as we thought we, you know, we could have without actually being there on the ground before filming started.
And how would it work for the patients? Because some of the patients that would come in would obviously be, they wouldn't be conscious. So would you film them and then seek their permission afterwards?
Yeah, patient care was the first priority. We worked at a very strict filming protocol with the hospital. And so absolutely, if somebody wasn't conscious or was a trauma patient, then we wouldn't approach them until they were in such a place as they could have that conversation and find out whether or not they were interested in participating.
In reality television documentaries and the sort, I guess the magic of how it comes together is in the editing. With a show like this, you can't really go back and make someone do something again. How much time is spent putting this together? I guess you guys shot this, what, in last year?
Yeah, we started shooting in February, so almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely took, we were delivering the last episodes to Knowledge just before the Christmas break. So it's almost a full year, and for most of that time you have what you know the post-production part of the crew on board as well. The initial part of the process is obviously watching everything that's coming in and then starting to organize it into which stories would work together and which stories would fit in episodes. So it's almost a funneling process with all the content that you have, and then you start to work through what are complete stories, what stories are going to fit within what we're interested in doing with the show. And, you know, there were days when it was incredibly busy. There were days when it was quiet on the ground at the emergency room. But we definitely had enough stories to fill the 6 hours by the end of our filming.
Now, the sort of people that we meet in this program, the staff there, the doctors and the sort, they're not all Florence Nightingale. But they have such a wonderful dedication to their work and such an honesty about it and a sense of humor. I guess those are the traits that one would need to work in an environment like that, right?
That was definitely our experience, and one of the many things I like about the show is how I think that comes through the real characters of the staff and how human they are and how much perspective they have, given they're doing what I consider quite heroic work on a daily basis. I think that they have an incredible ability to keep everything in perspective and focus on the job at hand, but also deal with the gravity of the situations that they're faced with on a daily basis.
Was there stuff that they wouldn't let you shoot?
There were definitely times when, if there was an issue of patient care, then the film crew would be asked to stand down, and we absolutely respected that. Like I said, patient care was sort of the primary, and so if a doctor assessed that a particular situation was quite delicate in nature, then yes, we would put the cameras down.
Now, Rudy Boutignol, the president of Knowledge Network, says that one of the program's goals is to foster a conversation, a debate, if you will, on our healthcare system. Was that one of the goals that you had, I guess, in crafting this program initially?
We definitely talked about some of those issues at the front, but we, during the course of filming and making the show, we focused very much on the stories that happened at the hospital, and the belief, which I think is transpired, is that the conversation will come out of that. I think that we were primarily in service to story and to the doctors and nurses and all the staff on the ground. But I think that so many of the issues that people talk about healthcare come out naturally from seeing these stories unfold. For example, you know, giving people a better understanding of the demands of an emergency room. So if your perspective is somewhat contained to spending time waiting, you can now sort of understand what's happening on the other side of the doors and get a bit of perspective on why it's maybe taking a little bit longer for you to get in to be seen.
And did you talk to the staff, the doctors, the nurses, and the sort that appear on camera as to why they decided to participate? I mean, was there something that they wanted us to know, maybe?
I think they were excited to share the stories of what life is like in the ER and help bring that to light for people who may not have that experience. I also think, you know, they're justifiably proud of the work that they do, and I think they were interested in sharing that. The big part of the show that I think helped was the trust with the production company and knowing the objectives of the broadcaster for the series. The fact that we were able to say we were doing this for a public broadcaster and it was a documentary series and we weren't going to be trying to create stories gave everyone, I think, the comfort and the confidence to participate.
There's a lot of gory, icky stuff in the first episode. Is that what we're to expect for the next 5 weeks? More of the same?
I think that's fair. I think there's also as much emotional storytelling as well, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that there's definitely those kind of jolt moments a few times in each episode.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really enjoy watching that sort of stuff regularly, so it was a bit of a shock, but absolutely necessary to the telling of the story. Is there death as well?
There's the whole gamut of stories from people who come close to death and come back, and then, you know, we obviously saw a patient pass away in episode one, and unfortunately that isn't the only person who doesn't make it, but in those are the minority of the stories, and there's definitely a lot of heartwarming stories of success and triumph and people getting better and people's lives being saved.
Now, you've done a number of reality programs in your career as well. This is obviously very different from, say, the Mark Brand program and then the Real Housewives program. There must be something for you that you get out of this, this program in particular. That sort of dwarfs everything else. I mean, this is a very special program, isn't it?
I agree. It's certainly something we're all incredibly proud of, and I think that it contributes to what we see as a core value here at LARC, which is a focus on great television, and obviously great television can come in lots of different forms. But I think having the opportunity to tell this story was one we didn't want to miss, and we're obviously incredibly pleased with the results. I think for me personally, my mom was a registered nurse her whole life and worked in hospitals, and I think that I had a small part to play in recognizing the incredible work people do in healthcare is satisfying for sure.
What's next for you after all of this?
We have a number of shows launching this year at LARC. We're launching season two of Motive, which is a crime drama on CTV. We're finishing a pilot we did with Brian Fuller and Sci-Fi called High Moon. And then we have a couple of new non-scripted shows, one in particular launching a course in the spring called Moms and Medium, about a psychic medium who lives in Edmonton, Alberta.
Now, the reality television has been around for a while. You know, it's been 15 years or so. Where are we in terms of say, the whole canon of television in terms of its popularity, its ubiquitousness? I mean, is this are we at the height of it, do you think?
That's a good question. I feel that it's evolving in a couple of different ways. One is people enjoying bigger competition-style shows, like a Top Chef, for example, where you're getting to see people bring skills and talent to the table. I think that's one area that's emerging. And I think the other area that's emerging, and ER is a great example, is giving people the opportunity to see inside worlds that they otherwise would not see. And that's something that's definitely of interest to us, for sure.
Yeah. Andrew, this is a really great program. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much for having us. You have a great website, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
The website is at knowledge.ca/ER. The program airs Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on the Knowledge Network, Channel 5 here in Vancouver. It's executive producer Andrew Williamson. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata.